Well, an unexpected intruder of unspecified origin has delayed the launch of the shuttle Discovery. An aircraft flying through restricted space has pushed back the takeoff.
Endeavour is carrying the Unity node, which is the first piece of the space station hardware that will be launched into orbit by NASA here at Kennedy Space Center. Discovery's onboard computers now have control of vehicle functions. T-minus 20 seconds.
And though there are moments when the pictures tell the entire story,
T-minus 15.
It's about to be one of them.
T-minus 10, 9, 8. We have a go for engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery with a crew of 6 astronaut heroes and 1 American legend.
Houston Discovery, roll program.
Roger, roll Discovery.
About the point at which the solid rocket boosters get jettisoned, I believe.
About a minute in, they will jettison that. By the way, one astronaut has described this point of the launch as a herd of buffalo running through the shuttle cockpit. It is that rough.
Nation's 123rd manned mission into space, and it is still, even after all these years, a rather awe-inspiring sight.
That harkens back to the great days of NASA. Pretty spectacular, especially if you're seeing it in person. You're many miles away, obviously, for safety reasons, but even that far away, just the roar of the engines from that far away just rattles your entire being.
Speed of 2,900 miles an hour. The next event will be burnout and separation of Discovery's twin solid rocket boosters.
When you're looking at some people watching the space shuttle Discovery flying through the atmosphere right now from Times Square.
There you've had jettison.
And there you see
Discovery Houston, 2 engine manual.
Copy, 2 engine manual.
Right now, Ron, you are through probably the most critical phase.
Capcom Susan
launch.
Still
right
informing
now,
the crew that in the event of a single engine failure.
Brown, the commander, and the pilot, they are in control.
Discovery could now reach the transatlantic abort site.
Folks at the New York Stock Exchange
however, indicating all 3 engines continuing to perform well. So Discovery's performance to this point, 2.5 minutes into the flight, has been as expected. Discovery now traveling at a speed of 3,500 miles per hour at an altitude of 43 miles. Downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, 70 miles. All systems are continuing to perform well. Into the flight. Discovery now traveling at a speed of 3,850 miles per hour, downrange from the Kennedy Space Center at a distance of 86 miles.
At that speed, Bill, you could go from New York to Los Angeles.
Just about 5 minutes of powered flight remaining on board.
People talk about all the money that's been spent on the space program that could have been spent elsewhere, but the one commercial today that points out this is a priceless moment. Success.
Indeed. And history.
Yes, indeed.